that from Torah and Nevi'im and Tshuvim, the Apikurishim were not Makabel, that there was Kishamation. But the Gemara says, until it came, it says that Akhir said he's going to give their land to them, Eretz Yisrael, Mikan, Tchias HaMeishim, and Atar. So we see that Tchias HaMeishim is Minatar from there. Now, new Gemara, V'yeshayim.
But why can you say that Mahem Chaverim, the same thing he said with Tzumah, that what these are like Chaverim, also the sons could be Lahem, or the sons?
Because it says Lahem as a kinui to the Avos in many different places. And you won't be able to answer that in the other places in Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it's more mistaken when it says Lahem, it's referring to the Avos, just like in many other psukim that the Torah says Lahem, and Hashem was referring in that kinui to the Avos and not to Klal Yisrael. The Yeshayim, they're going, tomorrow starts with a new Teretz, and this is going to be really, you say, we're going to go to the bottom of the Amid, but this is going to be the Shir tonight, this next line. It's a continuation, actually. It's actually more than a case, it's analyzing what the Rav spoke on Shabbos, this Shabbos, a little bit. He said to them, someone who attaches himself to Hashem will have chayim kulchem hayoyim, will be forever alive. Life will be to all of you today. Now this word hayoyim is extra, because I see you're alive today. Why does it have to say hayoyim? So the Gemara says, Ma hayoyim kulchem kayomim, skip the parentheses. So we see from this pasuk of Atem Advekim Hashem Lekechem that there is Tchias HaMeishim. And on this pasuk also, there was no upshot. The Minim, the Apikursim, and all of the troublemakers that were fighting with us until now didn't have what to say. Now we will discuss this pasuk. I want to discuss this pasuk, but I first want to get down to the bottom because I want to cover ground a little bit and also give us a little context to what we're going to discuss tonight. So now, that was the end of the first discussion. A bunch of Apikursim came and asked Rim Gamliel, and after going through a whole bunch of proofs, how do you know the Tchias HaMeishim, he ended up with two proofs. One is Hashem Yishbar Lahem, that Hashem said, I'll give Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Eretz Yisrael, and we know that they're not alive anymore. It must be that they're going to come back alive. That was one raya to Tchias HaMeishim. And the next raya says, Atem Advekim, Hashem Elikechem Chaim Kulchem Hayoyim. That, why is that the Hayoyim? I mean, just like today, everybody's alive. Someone who's alive today is alive. So too, he will be just as alive after Tchias HaMeishim will come. These are the two rayas that Rav Gamliel ended up with, that the Minim didn't have what to say. That means that these rayas basically were they realized at this point that it was futile to try to argue because there was nothing they could wiggle out. There was no wiggle space. And therefore, he settled. That was the end of the first. Now the Romans came and tried the same thing with Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Shalu Romim as Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. How do we know that Hashem is going to make Tchias HaMeishim and that he also knows what's going to happen in the future? So Amar Lahu, so he said, Tarvayu min amikra zeh, you learn more out from one pasuk, Shanem of Ayim Hashem Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Hincha Sheikha v'mameshecha, you will go and rest with your father, meaning he told Moshe when he was going to die. To come, then he will get up, Ha'am Azeh v'zona, and the nation will go astray. So he wanted to say from the word that Moshe will lie with his father, to come, and he'll get up, is the right that he's going to have Tchias HaMeishim. So they answered him back, V'kama amazeh v'zona. No, maybe the comma goes before V'kam, and V'kam is going on that the nation is going to go off the, will stray after Moshe dies, and there's no leader, so the nation is not going to know what to do, and they're going to stray. So Amalahu, so he said, okay, so you got me on the transformation part. But however, Nikudu miya pagabi yadarecho diyoyde masha asaliyas. He got them to admit that from this pasuk we see clearly that Hashem knew what the future was going to be. Because even according to them, that the comma goes before the come, Hashem predicted that they were going to go astray. Now just as a small caveat, it's, if you wanted to be a cynic, real cynic, you could have said,
yeah, what's the good idea?
Right. It's a pretty simple thing that if the leader's not there, you know, when the cat's away,
be careful.
You know, that's what's going to happen. So yet, Rabbi Yeshua was able to put them in their place because their Ikka Kavano, they were trying to knock the Tchias HaMeshim. So in their trying hard to knock the Tchias HaMeshim, they reinforce the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu predicted not only that they were going to go astray, but even how. And if you go to the Pesukim, there were some details there that make it a little bit more complicated to predict. Lamaisa, so they ended up being moita that there is such a concept. Now, Lamaisa, that takes care of the end of the second. These Romans asked him the question, he answered the question, and that was the end of that. Now, the Gemara goes on now to discuss this topic. The Gemara says, Itmar Nami, we learn it like this as well, Amr B'yechanam, Yishum B'shim Ben Yechai, Minayin Chakosh Baruch Hu M'chai Yemesu, V'yoyed Ma'ashasu B'yoyis, how do we know? Shenem Incha Shechel Ma'ashem V'kam, and the Gemara means, and they could slug it up partway, by saying the V'kam is going on, that the nation will go astray, and at the end of the day, we have a riot from this passage clearly that Hashem knows what the future is going to be. Because he didn't only know that they were going to stray, he also knew how, when, and what. So merely therefore, even if he wanted to be like one of the Romans, a philosopher, someone who doesn't believe, at the end of the day, he couldn't get away from the fact that the passage clearly stated that Hashem knew what the future was going to be. Now, the Gemara continues, with this thing, I was able to upslug all of the svarim of the books of the people that were apikursim. They said that there's no tchias hameishim from the Torah. I said, your books are false. And you don't know, you don't have anything from it. You say that there's no tchias hameishim. There's a clear pasuk. You will be cut off, a double lashon. This soul will be cut off. There will be a sin, an iniquity. He'll carry a sin with him. So he courage b'olam hazeh. When it says he will be cut, it means he's getting courage in this world for doing avodah zarah. Because it's talking about someone who bows down to avodah zarah. So why do you need avodah bar? Avodah bar is la'imas. La'avos ma'bar. It's a riot that there's a concept of transformation in olam haba. So therefore he told them that you're way off base. From the pasuk of he courage avodah bar, I'm able to prove to you that there is an afterlife, that there is something going on over there. And that's why courage is going on this world. And avodah bar is what you're going to carry with you in the next world. So I'm going to Papa Abaya. So Papa said to Abaya, Velemele Tavayu, Mea Kurish Tikurish. What? It says a double ocean. Maybe Tikurish is one, Tikurish is the other. So he said, Inuavi, Amile. So he said back to him, Dimitar Kulashim Neyondam. Sometimes the Torah speaks the way people do it. People repeat themselves. So therefore, the double ocean, Tikurish, can't come to teach me that. So Tikurish is teaching me that he's going to get caught up in this world if he bows down to Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Bar is going to tell me that he's not going to have anything in the next world. He's going to carry a sin with him in the next world as well. And then, so he basically showed them from this pasuk that there's such a concept as an afterlife. And just, if you want to have your eyes open, you'll see it and you'll understand it. And if you don't want to have your eyes open, you won't see it. But then nobody's going to be able to force you to understand it. And the Gemara just ends off now the last two lines. Ketanoi, this happens to be a machlokes tanoi. The concept of you could learn a double lashon because the courage. Why? Because he courage by the mazet, he courage by the rabba, divrei Rabbi Akiva. You see, Rabbi Akiva holds that you could split the two words. One is going on olam hazeh, one is going on olam haba. So I'm going to be Shmuel, Falik Farnemes, Hashem Umakadev, Nechasa. It says that you're going to get courage over there. That person is talking about Avodah Zarah as well. So why does it have to say it again? The Chishloisha, I love him, yes. Elav, Nechasa, by olam hazeh. The courage, olam haba. So he says, you can't learn that like that. The courage is telling me olam haba. Nechasa is telling me olam hazeh. Avodah Bar is an extra pasuk. Sai according to Rabbi Kiva, Sai according to Rabbi Shmuel, Avodah Bar is an extra pasuk. I don't need it to tell me anything. because Rabbi Akiva uses the word ikaris to tell me Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and Rabbi Shmuel tells me ikaris to tell me Olam Haba, and the Nichus tells me Olam Hazeh. So what I need Avonei Ba? So the Gemara says, like this. The Gemara says, so what do you do with Avonei Ba according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? So the Gemara answers, I would think a person could do tshuva, so then he's going to have a problem that it doesn't make a difference. You're bad not to avoid there, even if you do tshuva, your next world is gone. Calls him on a person didn't do tshuva before he died, he's taka up the creek. And when he gets into the next world, he's not going to have much waiting for him. But if he had a chance to do tshuva, he did vidui before he died, and he had charata on the avera that he did, he will still be able to get Olam Haba. And that's what Avonei Ba is coming to tell me, that it has to be that after he's dead, he's in a misgeret of Avonei Ba. That's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara is going to continue on another, where Cleopatra, the queen, is going to ask her questions. But that will be for the next year. But let's try to analyze what we did tonight. We now have a few psukim that tell us the concept of transformation. Some of them were accepted by the Apikursim, some weren't accepted by the Apikursim. One of the psukim that the Gemara brings down is the pasuk of Atem Advekim Hashem Elokechem. A person is attached. Atem Advekim Hashem Elokechem Chaim Kulchem Hayom. We'll have Chaim Kulchem Hayom. Just as an agav thing, someone once told me that his wife was expecting, and she had had many issues in that not being able to bring the pregnancy to fruition. There were always problems that came up during the time. And he went and he asked a shayla to somebody, and the person told him that it's a skula that when laning and the gabe calls up the kohen, and then he goes, you should say it with extra kavona. Because it's a concept of chayim kulchem ayoyim, it breathes chayim, however schoolers work. Since then, I got the sword brought down in one of these like school books. But Mamaisa, just as a side point, that this pasuk is a pasuk that people use as a way to infuse with themselves the concept of Dveikus Hashem. But let's talk Mamaisa for a few minutes about it. What is Dveikus Hashem? All of the Mepharshim ask a very big kasha on this. It's Gemara and Ksubis, actually. Gemara and Ksubis has a very big kasha. All at the end, Kufir Aleph on the days, Gemara is a kasha, and it says like this. How is it possible? The pasuk says, V'atem advekim Hashem alechem chayim kulchem ayur. A person should be mdovuk ta'kodesh baruch. V'chi efshel l'dovuk m'shchina, is it possible to attach yourself to Hashem? V'aksiv ki Hashem elekecha ish oichlo. Hashem is ish, is fire, and it consumes you. So how could one pasuk tell me, attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then another pasuk tell me it's an impossible thing to do? So the Gemara goes and explains what it means to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says that Elo, listen to what the Gemara says. Kol ha-mesi bite le-talmud chacham. Someone who has a daughter, looking for a shidduch, and he finds a nice guy who's sitting and learning Torah, talmud chacham, a boy who takes his learning seriously, committed, he's a masmid, a serious boy, and you marry your daughter off to this person, that's called attaching yourself to Hashem. The Gemara says this. I'm not saying this. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, the Shem Olam, the Chavetz Chaim brings down the same Nakuda, and he says, the reason why a lot of people make a cheshbon like this, he says, I got limited amount of funds. This is the Chavetz Chaim talking, not me. I don't say too much on my own. I just quote him. He says, the Chavetz Chaim says, people make a cheshbon, I got limited amount of funds, and it ain't going to live forever. And I could make a choice. I could go and find a good son-in-law who's into learning, but he's going to be being supported out of my bank account. Or I get a guy who's committed. He's a nice guy. He learned a little bit, but he's gonna maybe make enough to support me. He's definitely not gonna be on my payroll. So the Chofetz Chaim says that a lot of people opt for the second because the license, they just don't have the chalus. They don't have the money, they don't have a good job, they don't have the, or the daughter wants a guy who's going to be learning anyways, or they're going to have to live with Mesiris Nefesh, they're not going to be able to own three cars. So the Chofetz Chaim says that people need luxuries. At the end of the day, if you want to be mistabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara tells you an Eitza, have your daughter marry a son of the Talmud Chacham, you're attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, question, we have to understand what does this mean. We understand now the answer to the first question. The Gemara asked, how could you attach yourself to the Shechina, Eish Eichla? The fire will consume you. So the Gemara said, no, it doesn't mean actually touching the Shechina. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do that. But it means, have your daughter marry somebody who's a Talmud Chacham? That's called attaching to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really? How? That's question number one that we have to explore. Then the Gemara continues. Well, he said pragmatia to Talmud Chacham. Someone who does pragmatia. And that means Mr. Asik the moment Talmud Chacham, Kadej Lagia Liyadim Schach. It means like this. You run an investment firm or you're doing other things. You can be a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, or whatever. And the Talmud Chacham is sitting and learning. He has himself his $50 that he just got from whatever. And you do him a favor and invest that for him. Obviously, in investments that aren't going to fold up tomorrow, and then you'll be stuck with nothing. It's a ma'isa b'chol yom. And a ma'isa, you end up creating money for the Talmud Chacham by using his own money. You're taking his money and you're investing it for him to get him more money. That's cool, being the Tzaddik to the Rabbanu Shalom. Question is how? The Gemara says it, so we just have to understand it. Again, this is all in understanding Va'atem HaDvekim HaShem Lekecha. The puzzle that we just said, which proved even to the Minim that there was a concept of Tzchias HaMeisim, that they didn't have anything to say. Then the Gemara says, V'amahane Talmidei Chacham Min HaChosav, and this is talking about where you mahanim, that means where you actually give, you support the Talmud Chacham. So Ma'al of HaKosav Kiyo Medavik Mishchina. The Pasuk looks at it as if you connected, you attached yourself to the Shechina. Just like it says, La'avas Hashem Alekecha U'lodavka. How is it shayach to be Dovik HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It means that you do one of these three eights. One of these three eights. Now the question is going to be obvious. How do any one of these three eights make a person more attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the question. So, there's a couple of approaches over here. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz has his approach in a couple of his sichas. And there's a lot of different approaches, but some of them are complicated, harder to understand the whole nuance. I want to take a very simplistic approach tonight. Something that I think we could all relate to a little bit. And Lamaisa, I think it's a chizuk. The Ma'al HaTorah, it's written by the Groz brother. So he goes on to explain the concept of being Mistabik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he explains that he brings down a Yalkut Shemoinu, which is a famous Gemara in Shabbos. There's Chas Shalom of fire. And you're running in to save a Sefer Torah, let's say. You have to do a Tzah. Over here there's an Erev, but in a place where there's no Erev, you got to carry the Yalat, save the Sefer Torah, by carrying it out into the Rishis HaRabim. What about the cover, the tick, the cover that goes on it? And the Halach of the Gemara says clearly that Matzilin tick a Sefer im a Sefer. You could save it. Why hoil says Zachali Dovik a Sefer. It's attached to the Sefer. So you see right away, says Ma'al HaTorah, such a concept, where by being attached to something holy, even if you are less holy, you are nigrar achar the holiness. You get the label holy. That's what it is. Now, we find by Loit and Avram Avinu. Loit was saved in the schus of Avram Avinu because he was a Talmud of Avram. He was a mizdabek. He was a connected to Avram Avinu. Now it's an amazing thing to see, amazing thing over here to see, because Loit was the Talmud Muvuk of Avraham Avinu. There's no doubt about it. And yet, when it got to a point where Avraham Avinu realized that everything that he was doing was at stake. He said, "He purred na me'olai, ma'shmel v'amina v'mayimina v'asmi'ilo, you go to the right, I go to the left, you go to the left, I go to the right." Because at some point, it got to a point where Avraham Avinu said, "I can't continue. People are going to say that, hey, you know, everything I'm saying is not worth a hill of beans, because I say one thing and then my Talmud does something else." So Mela was an amnestic. So Avraham Avinu had no choice but to separate. But it was a tremendous tsar, like we see later on, where he was mispalo to try to save Lloyd and Sedai. That means he never disassociated himself totally, but at the same time, he couldn't hang out with him anymore. Now, Lloyd was saved because he was mistabik to Avraham Avinu, even though he didn't even live near Avraham Avinu, even though he had strayed and ended up in Sedaim, but that connection that he had with Avraham Avinu continued for all the years, and all of the space, the time that elapsed, that when it came time to destroy Sedaim, the Malach came and told Avraham Avinu, "You better go save him." And sure enough, we know the story that Lloyd was saved. So we see again that when you attach yourself to Kedusha, you're going to go along with that Kedusha. So, let's understand now this Gemara on a simple level. Yeshua was Zeche to be the leader of Klai Yisrael after Moshe Rabbeinu because he was Lo Yomush Me'oil, he didn't leave Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a million rabbis out there. There are very few students. It's harder to be a student than to be a rebbe. To be a Talmud is a bittul. To be a rebbe, you just got to find people that you can teach, and you teach your rebbe. To be a Talmud is much, much harder. A person needs to have guidance with what we do, because at the end of the day, most of us, why kamoicha? Because unless somebody is not normal, they love themselves more than anybody else, and everything they do has that negius. So all our decisions that we make and everything that we do is always going to be the way I think it makes sense for me. So if we don't have that one das Torah that we can go to, that we can know that he's going to call a spade and tell us that we're off the wall, so a lot of times we will make the wrong decision. Now, what helps the person? What helps that Talmud Chacham guide us? That Rav guide us? How does it work? He sat and he learned the Torah. The Torah is his blueprint. He knows how to make a decision based on all the learning that he did. He incorporates his life experiences. And at the end of the day, you go, you ask a question, he tells you what to do. Will it always work out? Lav Davka. Many, many people have gotten advice and didn't always work out. Because he's not the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He does what he thinks is the best thing for you, and you go forward with that. That's what you're mechuyev to do. Then you know you will have given it your best shot. But at the end of the day, if it works out or not, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Having said that, a person goes and he has three things here. One is he marries his son off, his daughter off to someone who's sitting and learning Torah. What does that mean? For him to do that, he has to have such a chashiva satorah. The Torah is paramount by him. If someone has that concept, the Torah is paramount by him. So he's mistavik to the Torah. Now the Zohar brings down Yisroel v'raisa v'kutche v'richu chadu. The Torah, Kal Yisroel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. That's what is brought down in the Zohar. And the reason why is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah to be the thing we use in our life to decide everything that we do. So just in basic ways, without getting into Gemaras and the Lumdis, and we'll all get lost and fall asleep. The basic, you say this, 1 + 1 = 2. Someone shows a chashivas for Torah. Automatically he shows a chashivas for someone who studied the Torah. And if he shows chashivas for someone who studied the Torah, and he goes and he's mistavik to that person, so automatically he's being mistavik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time. So therefore it's not so strange that the Gemara tells me that I should do pragmatia with the Talmud Chacham. I should give him tzedakah and help support him. Because all of these things is showing that I am connected to the Torah of this Talmud Chacham, and therefore I will have that guidance that I need. I will have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I need. Now, we have to realize that these nekudis, these nekudas are very pashut. We know them all. So what do we say? The teretz is to internalize these nekudas. I'll give you a dugma. The Gemara in Brachas, says on Chav Chesam and Beis. The famous Gemara. But Lamaisa, the Gemara says an interesting thing. The Gemara says that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was sick, Gemara says like this. Gemara says that when the Rabbi Yochanan Tishchala Rabbi Eliezer was sick, Nichnasu Talmidim Levakra. His Talmidim came in to visit. So I'm a Rabbeinu. So I said, Rabbeinu, the manu erchas chayim the niskabem chayim l'mapa. Tell us the way in life that we could be zeicha, that we can merit elam haba. So he said three nekudas. He said, Amalehem, yizaru b'kvoy chavrechem. Make sure you're careful in honoring your friend. That means show chashivas to the people that are around you. Umano b'nechem inehegyoin, and keep your kids away from Latonis. Rabbeinu Yonah learns that this means Latonis, or it can mean Sichas Yeladim, which Rashi points out. It can mean Stam, things that are distracting, that create Bittul Torah. Yeshivim ben Birkei Talmidei Chachamim, and you should leave them amongst Talmidei Chachamim, because if you're around the Talmid Chacham, automatically your ticket to Elam Haba is right there for the taking. And when you daven, do lift them out to imdim. Understand why, who you davening in front of. And therefore, b'shvil kach tizkul chayil mabo. Now, it's an interesting thing to note that these are positive things. We know we go to daven. We daven, and we know we're in front of Hashem. Most of us know that. If you ask anybody who comes to shul, they know that. But yet, how do we really daven? Rav Moshe Feinstein Zecharei Levracha said over that when he was called in front of the Russian Tsar once, they were arrested. And he remembered standing there as a young Rav, and the fear that they put into you, you stood there like a soldier. You barely breathed. And after he was let out of the interrogation, he realized from that day on that you need to have that same concept when you're coming in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from that day on, he never shuckled again by Shemin Esrei for the rest of his life. He stood like a soldier. Why? Because if I could be so afraid of a bus of a dumb, what could a bus of a dumb do? What could a bus of a dumb do? And yet I'm scared. Allah has come of a kama in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means he took something that happened and he changed his life because of it in his vacation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he did. Now the Gemara continues in over here that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got sick. When he was sick, his Talmidim came in and they said to him, and they came to visit him. So Kivin Shiroi, as soon as he saw his Talmidim come, his killed his, he started crying. So they said, 1 second, what are you crying for? You're the Amin HaYamini, you're the Gadol Adar. What are you crying for? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said back to him, if I was in front of a melech bos of a dam, a regular king, that today the king is here, tomorrow he's dead. He doesn't live forever. If he gets angry, he's not angry forever, because I don't live forever, he don't live forever. So it's limited. If he locks me in jail, it ain't forever, because he's going to die eventually, I'm going to die eventually. So it's not forever. If he kills me, it's only until Tchis HaMeisha. How much could this guy do already? And yet, I'm petrified, and I can't try to appease him. I can buy him off. I can give him money, and I can buy the guy off. But yet, I'm still scared. So now, that I'm in front of Melech Malchi, I'm Lech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have Gan Eden in front of me and Gehenna. I don't know where I'm going. And this is forever. I shouldn't cry. This is what he told the Talmid. So the Talmid figured, okay, you better quit all that behind. So they asked him, okay, at least give us a bracha before you die. So he said, give us a bracha. So he said, okay, I'll tell you a bracha. You should fear God like you fear a regular cop pulls you over for speeding. Then he tells him. So Talmidim looked at him and said, huh? Ad kan? They turned to the Rebbe and said, that's it? Come on, give me something for Barnasa, that I should have kids, I should find good shidduchim. Come on, give me something meaningful. So they said back, Amalehem, Levi, Teduk, Shadim, Oyvavero, Oyvashili, Rani, Odom, Bishaspit. He said, Alevi, we should realize this concept that Hashem's always there looking at us. Now, what is the Gemara telling us? Either the Gedalia had dark. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai wasn't sure if he was going to Gan Eden again. If that's the case, then we got problems. But I don't think that's the case. I think he was trying to tell us Talmidim that that is how we have to live our lives in order to end up secure with what we're getting. So now, if this is what Torah is, this is Torah. This is Torah. So if this is that, so now we understand when we're mishdabek to this, if we go and mishamish this, we connect ourselves by marrying our child off to this, doing business with them, donating money to whatever it is, automatically that elevates us and it elevates our game. Then now we understand, oh, who am I diving in front of? I understand that I have to have fear of Hashem just like I have fear of that cop. So automatically, by having that shachas, you're automatically, and let me tell you something also, just off the, you know, off the record, the gain that we have from having leaders show us how to live, help us catalog, dissect, when we're dealing with problems, whether it be with our children, with our talmidim, whether it be with our work, our people we work with, we're getting ripped off, this guy stole my business away, who knows? Every one of us in our daily lives have things that are challenging. And we know how we want to react impulsively to it. So many times, it's different than how we end up acting if we go and we ask advice from somebody who's sitting on the outside, who's able to look at it clearly and say, no, no, no. You don't want to do that. You're shooting yourself in the foot. You know, or you're using a hatchet to take the fly off the guy's head. You know, so many times we do that. And who ends up hurting the most? We end up hurting ourselves the most. Yet, if we go and we get that direction, we're mavata ourselves, we make ourselves to the Talmud. Sometimes the rabbi tells us something, it's tough. It's tough to hear it. But at the same time, it's coming without negius. He doesn't have, you know, it says, Aseh lecha rav, or kenei lecha chaver. Aseh lecha rav, the Mishnah Novah says, get yourself a rabbi, because without one, you're gone. Okay, I understand that. It makes a lot of sense. But kenei lecha chaver, what am I going to go buy a friend for? It doesn't say, Aseh lecha chaver. It says, kenei lecha, that means it's even more important. So why is it? Is it already 10:15? No, I have a feeling. So why is it so important to Kenei L'chad means you have to go buy a friend. I'll tell you what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Rabbeinu Yonah says like this. It's a Gavaldik Yisoyed. He says, you have two friends, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has a Yetzar. He likes doing this and this out there. He can't control himself. It's just way too tempting. Right? Now, when he does that out there, does his friend Shimon feel good? Absolutely not. It's very possible that his friend Shimon is echoed by it. Right? So therefore, his friend can tell him, cut it out. What are you doing? Stop it already. You're killing yourself. In this world and in the next world. What are you doing? You know why Shimon could do that? Because he doesn't have any temptation. He is not feeling good when Reuven does an aver. When Shimon does an aver, does Reuven feel good? No. So says Rebbeinu Yonah, even if you and Nichshel in the same thing, let's say you got the same problems, but you don't get any, I know, when Yerim does that, baby, you only get, I know, when I eat the cheeseburger, I feel good, but when he does, I eat it, I don't feel good. So therefore, says Rebbeinu Yonah, kenei lecha chaver, go get yourself a friend who can tell you off when you're messing up, and go buy him. If it takes money to buy him, why? Because he's going to be able to tell you off in something. Even if it's something that he's not such a tzaddik in, but it's easier for him to fix you than for you to fix you. Now, if you would think like you'd hear that, you'd say, hypocrite, such hypocrisy. You know, that's the way the world we live in. You're a faker, you're a phony, you're a fraud, forget it. Rabbeinu Yonah Rishon tells us on the Mishnah that that's kenelecha, go get such a chaver. Why? Because the Torah works with different metrics. There's inches, there's meters, and there's the Torah's way. That's the way it is. It works differently. And the Torah's way works with what's going to keep us more davar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That after 120, we know where we're going, Be'ezus Hashem. That we could bring up our family and our children with Mesorah, with Torah. Moshe Kibbutz Torah, Mesinai, and Mesorah Li Yeshua. It says in the Mishnah, it doesn't say Belamda Li Yeshua. And the Mefarshim asks, why not? Because time to learn, it's not a limud. Torah is with Mesorah. We have to be a part of that link in the chain from Sinai. We tell our children when they come home from school and we do the psukim with them. Because our father did it with us, and if our father didn't do it with us, so maybe his father did it with him, and there was a gap. But we're continuing that Mesorah from Sinai. That's what we're doing. Why? Because we're being mistabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're being mistabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through being mistabik to Talmidei Chachamim, we're going to be better off. That is the way to secure a place in Olam Haba for us. That's what it means. Someone who attaches himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning attach yourself to those who are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbonim, the Talmidei Chachamim. Attach yourself to that son who's sitting and learning Torah. Attach yourself by doing business with the people. Of course, they're not very, very good at business. Do it for him. Do it for him. Help him out. It doesn't always work. Sometimes you lose the guy's money. But try. Try to get involved. Working, being involved with Talmidei Chachamim is the way to be mistabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and doing that is the way to get yourself a chelek in Olam Haba. I want to know why Cleopatra was there, that they had her name in the park.
There's nothing to say.
You know, I guess we were up to Wednesday.